Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 9:39 as work to rebuild Ryan Field continues. Northwestern is working on a temporary field on the Evanston campus. And Northwestern's football coach David Braun joins us now. Coach, good morning. You haven't been here that long, but after your great first year, I bet you'll savor some nice memories of Ryan Field, won't you?
There's no doubt. You know, guys did a great job protecting Ryan Field in its last year, and you know, a lot of fond memories. You know, first win against UTEP, a great comeback against Minnesota, becoming bowl eligible against Purdue. Our students were great throughout the year. It was a fun way to send off the old Ryan Field.
Coach, good morning. It was announced a week ago that Martin Stadium, which is adjacent to Lakeside Field, where you guys practice when you're outdoors practicing, is going to be set up as a temporary stadium for football. It's going to be enhanced, I guess would be the way to put it. That was announced a week ago. David, what kind of reaction have you gotten from fans, and what have you heard from your players about these plans?
Yeah, you know, I think it sounds like the fan base is really excited, and there's obviously a lot of questions and things that we're still working through, but I think there's an excitement to be at home and on campus and the opportunity to create a really neat and unique environment for everyone involved. You know, feedback from the players, again, I think our guys are really excited about playing at home, creating a home field advantage. As you know, Dave, you know, the opportunities post-game after a big win, you know, to go out and spend time with your families and loved ones that have come to watch you play, be involved in the tailgate, you know, all things that you know, probably don't exist if we're playing at venues that are, you know, up to potentially an hour away from campus. And there's certainly some questions that, Coach, how's this going to go? How's this? And, you know, a lot of those things I don't have answers to, but we have a lot of great people hard at work to make sure that this is done the right way. And I'm really excited for our guys, our student athletes, and excited for our student body and our overall campus community. I think it's going to be a really unique opportunity to bring everyone together on Saturdays in the fall.
You've got some experience, and obviously the capacity is going to be smaller. You've got some experience with that. I think your last stop, North Dakota State, seats about 19,000. You played at Winona State. I'm sure that capacity is somewhat smaller than maybe what you had at Ryan Field or even what you'll have at the new Ryan Field. What's the big plus that you see, even though this is a temporary situation?
You know, I think the number one priority is, you know, our student athlete experience in the moment, these you know, juniors and seniors that are in their last 2 years at Northwestern. And I think the other critical piece, Dave, is bridging the gap to the new Ryan Field, making sure that we're building momentum and excitement and community that wants to be a part of this, you know, groups that have been a part of this for a long time, and making sure that the same groups and even larger groups want to be a part of it when we move into the new Ryan Field. I think this provides that. Being at North Dakota State, you know, I was able to see what type of impact, you know, a group of 19,000 excited fans how they can impact the game, how can create home field advantage. I hope our stands are full of just a bunch of purple, a bunch of people that are excited to cheer on the Cats and create an environment that's really unique but also extremely difficult for our opponents to deal with.
Well, one thing that both teams will have to deal with, the elements, but that's nothing new. I mean, Ryan Field wasn't exactly tropical, but you guys practice on that field every year. How do you adjust to the conditions on a really windy day when the wind is howling out of the north or coming in off the lake?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an opportunity for us. I really do. We've been intentional even this spring of being outside on certain days, even when the weather isn't great, rain and wind. You know, and the message has been, we play in the Big Ten, guys. Like, these are elements we're going to deal with. We might as well become accustomed to them. And what a great opportunity for us as we navigate fall camp and into the season that, you know, when we're anticipating some of those conditions, well, you know, we have an advantage. We can go out and practice in them, you know, whatever day we so choose to get ourselves ready for it.
David, you and your wife and three kids have had a little time to settle in around here now. I know you grew up in Wisconsin, so you know all about cheese. But now do you have your list of the best hot dog stands, pizza parlors, and Italian beef joints to hit around Chicago?
You know, we're still working on that. But I'll tell you what, Mustard's is a spot that me and the boys love to get to. And I'll tell you what, in recruiting the Chicagoland area for over a decade, I always joked with people it was never good for my diet or my waistline. There's too much good food around here. And but no, I the amount of times we've partake in, you know, good Italian beef, good pizza, great food around here, we're spoiled around here for sure.
David Braun, Northwestern football head coach. Have a great season. We'll talk to you down the road, and go Cats.
Go Cats. Thanks.